get involved on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Double Envelopment is a poetry collection in response to the harsh conditions affecting many of our people who only want a better future for their children. Written by Gary Beck, get your copy via Gems Inktree.
Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.
Hiya and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. Happiness and living life to the fullest. I'm Gem Swallow. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Thank you for pressing play. In this episode, I'm going to ask you a question. The question is, which do you prefer romantically? Love or lust? So, I've been thinking about relationships quite a lot. I myself am in one. As you guys probably know, if you're an avid listener, I have been in one for over a decade. And I was thinking about how, if you're in a relationship, how it can have an effect on not only you and your life, but those that are around you. And sometimes it can have lingering effect. Sometimes it can be what we call over here in the UK, a flash in the pan. And some people go into it for a casual hookup. You know, you have, for lack of a better word, an itch that needs scratching. But others, they need something that is going to last forever. So, I was thinking about why people go into relationships. And which do you prefer for your life? Do you prefer lust or do you prefer love? So, I'm going to elaborate a little bit on this. For me, lust is something that doesn't last very long. I've not really experienced lust. I'm more of a person that, when I was thinking about relationships, I'm more of a person that I'm all in. I get to know you first, and then, I feel like I'm on a dating website, but I get to know you first, and then there's a lot of factors that, like, come into play. For me, I've only been in love once, and I'm lucky that I'm still in love with the person I fell for. And with our relationship, it's given me a lot more than I think I would have gotten with anyone else. So, for me, being in a relationship is more about security in a way, feeling safe. To me, that's a big one. Being safe is about not physically, like whether or not they're going to abuse you, but more about whether you feel comfortable opening up emotionally, because emotionally it's a big part of it. So that's always been a big thing for me. I wanted that to be fulfilled. Another one has been healing. from past experiences, talking to my other half, getting a different take on it. Being in a relationship for a good amount of time, it's quite interesting how someone that maybe wasn't there when you were going through a traumatic experience, when they are there now, it's interesting to have a different take on it. I also like the fact that it's like a friendship, and it's like you have each other's backs and no one else gets close. It's more, you have your own little language. You know what the other person's thinking. You know what the other person's feeling. And no one else is going to get that because it's just for you too. Also, when I look at lust, for me, lust, I've viewed it, I've observed it. People around me have been lust. And when I viewed it, it kind of basically, it comes down to sex a lot of the time. And that's okay. Different people want different things at any given time. But one thing I've noticed is that the sex seems to be quite a lot, and it might disrupt your everyday life, or it has maybe more importance than it should. I think if you're in a relationship and you are, I think there's a difference between, for example, sex and lovemaking. I think there's a difference between lust and love. When you're in lust, my explanation of it is that you can't see past the rose tinted glasses. But I find that it doesn't really survive or sustain real life. It doesn't, it's kind of like when people have an affair, in a way. It's more, if you were to put that kind of relationship into an everyday thing, it's more, it would struggle. I think when you fall in love with someone, you have a foundation there. You get to know each other and you have a bond. And I think the most part is that you have something in common. And of course, attraction is a massive thing. That's usually the first thing you notice about the other person, is you're attracted, and it builds on there. And I know when I first met my other half, I remember the exact thought that I felt when, that thought and emotion I felt when I first saw him, and how it built from there. And we had a connection, it stayed with me. And I realised that it was quite interesting how I feel about my family and how I care about them, and how I feel loyal to members of my family was how I was feeling about Jack. And I realised that, whoa, okay, this is new, but this is cool. And it took me by surprise. When I might have been around potential of lust, it was more out for basically sex. It was more, it seemed to be, the end goal was to get into bed, have sex, and that was it. It seems to be very big amount of effort for very little reward. So for me, I am much more of a love person. I think finding the person is very difficult. And I know when me and Jack met, there was no internet dating. A lot of what exists today didn't exist back then. It's quite interesting. But our relationship has never faltered. And we've gone through some hard stuff. But we've always communicated. We've always been there for each other. And even if it's something that's affecting me or something that's affecting him, I think if this is affecting me, it's going to be affecting him. And I take matters into my own hands to try and think, okay, how can we pass this, or how you feel about this? When it comes to the intimacy part, I think it's very important, because I think if you're in a relationship with someone, that factors in. I think lovemaking and being intimate is a massive a massive part. Otherwise, you're just like more friends. And also, you have relationships where you don't have sex at all. I think sex is a massive part of it. But I do think that without that, it's basically just friendship. It's basically just like, what's the word? More, I wouldn't even say acquaintances, more company, I guess. But I do think that sex is a massive part of it, but when you're in love with someone, it feels different, I think. But having said that, I've never been in lust, because growing up, I've seen that a lot. I've seen adults wearing lust, and I've seen what it does to other people. It seems to be fast and intense, and there's no foundation there. So with this in mind, I wanted to ask you guys, which do you prefer, love or lust? So I took this to my Twitter, it's at Radio Gem, and don't you? So I had my Twitter open to read out the comments, and as I did, as I went back onto it, my Twitter decided, oh no, we'll refresh the screen. Don't you love that? So, here we go. And thank you to everyone that got involved. So let's have a look here. We have, okay, done it again. Oh, come on, technology, it's great when it works. Okay. Frances Wong, she commented, is it really an either or? I love my hubs and find him attractive too. When I read that, I thought, yeah, I see that. I am in love with my other half and find him attractive as well. Of course, I mean, I think about him constantly, and he's... still, it's weird because when you read articles or people say about their experience of being in a relationship, it seems to falter over time. With me, Jack's still the first thought in my head, because, you know, when I wake up, and also the last thing when I fall asleep. And my whole world, if I'm worried about that, I'll talk to Jack. If I'm questioning something, I talk to Jack, but with how I feel about him attractiveness, to me, I guess it depends on what your definition of lust is. So, as I mentioned, for me, lust is more like, I need you here, I need you now, I have an itch to scratch, be down for it. That seems to be like my definition, but I think different people have a different definition. But thank you, Fran, for getting involved. There's Tara Gillett. I hope I pronounced your last name right. Thank you so much for getting involved. I prefer love, but it leaves a much larger hole than lust when it leaves. My fiance died 21 years ago, and I still yearn for him. Andy, in inverted commas, have I told you to say that I love you? Question he posed every day. Those I once lusted after, I can't even remember their names. Thank you, Tara, for getting involved. You also have Kayla Gross, romance author. Love, 100% true love is all-encompassing and unconditional. It all gives butterflies and heals. Lust is fleeting. Thank you, Kayla. Dave. Dave, I could connect with in my own personal way. What he said, he kind of put it in the right way as to what I'm thinking. So, Dave at ManicDesign49 on Twitter. If you can find both with the same person, you're in heaven. Personally, I like a mix of both. You need the security, but you need the animal too. When I read that comment, I was like, oh, Dave, I've heard about your kind. Thank you for getting involved. Tracy, I'll get it right in a minute. Just me being Mrs. B, love. No question. Like others said, lust is very fleeting, love is all-encompassing. Given we have, thank you, Tracy. So, another one, this is what I find, this one is interesting. So, Sue World Order. It seems stereotypical, but it's love. Lust isn't perpetually sustainable and relies on too many factors. Love is more dependable. So, with that, I asked Sue what his factors were, like to elaborate on that a bit. I was really interested in his response. So, she said, lust is based on a lot of factors that change. It's very sense based. People's looks can change, their bodies can change, their smells and voices can change. So, there's a potential fleetingness to it. And also, changes in libido and drive that come with age. So, really, sex can change over time as well. Thank you, Sue, for getting involved. I think we have two more. Paul Chiddix at Chiddix Tree. Love every time because it lasts forever. Lust, although powerful, only lasts for that moment. Thank you, Paul, for getting involved. I love how you all have like the same take on it. No one's come out and said like with lust, it seems to be like they see it as something else. It's interesting, this one. That's why I asked. I'm nosy. So, Lee Pegdol, I know where is Lindsay on Twitter. Thank you for asking. Lust, like me. Lust isn't something I've much experience in, to be honest. I've only ever fallen in love. So I think that's everyone. Scrolling up, that's everyone. So thank you to everyone that got involved. When I asked this question, it was more to find out like different generations, and what's curious is most of the people I asked are from about two generations from my generation. A millennial and maybe a boomer as well. But what I take away from this is that we all seem to want the same thing. I was expecting maybe like to, you know, someone to come on, level the playing field, or maybe throw in something a bit left field and say, oh no, lust, you know, lust is amazing. You know, you have sex on tap and it doesn't have to be real. It's just a period of time. But for me, and that would have been okay. If someone commented that, that would have been fine. But, you know, it's another point of view. But what I've really enjoyed about this is how everyone's come at this from a different perspective. And I wonder how many of us have seen love and lust for me. When I grew up, I haven't really seen a functioning romantic relationship, which is really interesting. So, I haven't really seen a loving couple, but what I have seen has been a lot of lust. What I have realised growing up and seeing that was that what I didn't want in a relationship. What I witnessed was lust over a long period of time. Or it seemed to be that. What I witnessed was lust, but it seemed to really linger out. So where it should have stopped, I think to expand on it, it seems to be someone can fall in lust, pin their hopes on it, thinking it could be love. Find they're not getting the right thing from the other person. What they expected to get, they didn't get. And when they didn't get what they expected, they thought, okay, I need to make this last because I'm not ready to either be on my own or start another relationship. So they thought, okay, I'm gonna add something else into the relationship. And it complicated it. So, for example, you could have lust as a relationship, and someone might think, okay, I need something else, so how about we get married? Because I'm not feeling what I should be feeling, and I need to feel it. I need to feel something else of what you're giving me. One thing that I have learned about loss is that what someone needs, someone else might not be able to give them because they're looking for it in the wrong place. Or sometimes someone might want to bring in, for example, a baby or a marriage proposal. One thing I have learned, though, I learned about love, even though we're talking about romantic love, I've learned about love through my mum. So I've learned about unconditional love from my mum. And one thing, well, there's a couple of things that I've learned there, and that is that you can get support, encouragement, and safety. And you can find that in someone else. My mum and my other half are very similar, which is very interesting as an adult. When I was a teenager, I was in peer groups that were looking to start relationships. And a lot of that, being a teenager, was more about, like, I want this person to like me. And what I found was that when I was looking at starting a relationship, because of growing up in a single-parent family and what I was exposed to, for lack of a better word, what I found about it was that I had, I guess it was a unique perspective, or you could call it a gift, but I had a way of going into a potential relationship knowing what I wanted from a partner. My mum was single at the time, and I was learning you didn't have to be in a relationship to be happy. And I was also seeing other people have relationships. Some of them sucked, some of them didn't work out. But when it got to my turn, and I realised what I wanted in a relationship, it seemed to be, okay, I would like this, that, and the other. And I was more along the lines of, I am not going to get into relationships to find this. I'm looking for a big box I need ticking. And if it doesn't get ticked, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to have a relationship. And when I met Jack, it was ticked. And it was, I found myself to be quite lucky that I was able to tick all my boxes and feel completely comfortable in getting into a relationship. But I do know that for some people, they have to kiss a lot of frogs. It's that saying, isn't it? You kiss a lot of frogs before you find your prince. I know for a lot of people, that's go through quite bad relationships. But we're looking at love and we're looking at lust. And I do think that I've kind of asked in a way, like, if I see you in the street, I have a microphone, and I say, which do you prefer, love or lust? Someone can say, I prefer love. That's been, I guess, the goal of this episode. We found that. But in real life, it's an interesting one how some people can stay in relationships where it started out with lust, but maybe they can't let it go. Or maybe they expected it to turn into love. And I wonder, can it turn into love? Or do you hold the same opinion as I do, that if it is love, it needs a foundation? It's an interesting one, isn't it? So, yeah, thank you to everyone that got involved. This was a really in-depth episode. I love doing episodes where you have shout-outs. It's really interesting to get other people's point of view. So, yeah, I might even ask that question next time. Can lust ever turn into love? It'd be an interesting one. Thank you, you guys rock. You really do. Thank you for getting involved. And, yeah. I'm going to hopefully go downstairs because I'm in a cold room. So I can feel my nose and hands going, but oh, we suffer for our art, don't we? Thank you so much for listening. This is Quirky Gems, Happiness and Living Guide to the Fitness. I'm Gem Swallow. That would be me. And I'll speak to you again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And it's been a blast. I'll speak to you again next week. Are you down for the same time? Cuppa? You know, have a laugh? Let's do it. I'll see you then.